We are back in session. We are back in session. So we have a presentation from Zen Energy, and I would welcome you. And can you state your names, please?
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having us, council members. I'm Ravi Kempaya, the CEO of Zen Energy, joined by Dr. Kriti Yadav from Zen Energy as well, running operations. It's an honor, and thanks for having us.
Sorry about that. We'll just take a minute here to get things up and running.
No worries. Shall we start? Okay. Again, it's an honor and grateful for the opportunity.
Here we go.
I'm Ravi Kempaya, the CEO of Zen Energy. We are a clean energy company out of Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, manufacturing batteries and electric mobility products. We are based in the Invest Nova Scotia facility in Woodside. We happened to read the MODL's climate action policy, and we realized that the vision of MODL is in perfect sync with the mission of our company, which is to bring clean transportation and renewable energy to the communities. So we would like to present three valuable ideas that may be of importance to the community as well.
We are having a little bit of a technical difficulty here. So do we keep proceeding or do we wait?
I can't present it. It's not coming up on the screen.
But we have it on our laptops. Okay, all right. Just bear
I'm
with
okay
us.
I'm okay to continue.
Take your
listen.
Time.
Please take your time.
I will listen.
You will listen, Carolyn? Okay.
Listening, I'm fine.
Just hang on 1 second. We apologize for this.
Don't worry at all.
It's like Groundhog Day. You're going to just start over and over and over.
It's the boon and bane of technology at the same time,
yeah.
Right?
This needs to be plugged in?
Yeah, that needs to be plugged in.
Oh, okay. Okay, now it should be able to go.
There.
Are we good? Good.
There.
All right. Yay. Thank you, Tina.
ITK.
Okay, continue. And if you want to state your names again, go ahead.
Sure. I'm Ravi Kempaya, the CEO of Zen Energy, joined by Dr. Kriti Yadav, running operations at Zen Energy. We are a clean energy company in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, commercializing batteries that you see in the picture here, as well as e-mobility products, such as e-electric bikes. We manufacture them in Dartmouth. And our goal has been to empower the communities, especially Atlantic Canadian communities, with batteries and renewable energy products to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So moving forward, we read the MODL's climate action plan and we realized our mission is in perfect synergy with the MODL's climate action priority items. And we realized there's a synergy here that we should explore. So we would like to present to the council three valuable ideas that may have both commercial as well as sustainability value. So one of the critical items that we want to present is Nova Scotia. 70% of Nova Scotia's power still comes from coal power plant. And whenever there is a power outage, whether it is snowstorm or some other event, people use diesel generators, which in turn increases the greenhouse gas emissions. So in one of the projects, which is home energy storage systems, we would like to present, we would like to run a pilot program wherein we install batteries within the community houses that can reduce the usage of diesel generators and increase the renewable energy component, and it can even bring resiliency to the grid because it can feed power back to the grid whenever there's a need. So that is one of the initiatives, and this is in line with the climate action plan. The second project that we would like to present is the low carbon transportation or clean transportation, wherein we would like to introduce electric bikes, which you see in the background here. Lunenburg, the district of Lunenburg, and the surrounding areas are known for tourism, and climate action plan prioritizes clean transportation, electric vehicles, and active transportation. So we have a proposal that brings in e-bike tourism to the communities here, also to support the communities by lending out or renting these electric bikes on a monthly or a weekly basis whenever there's a need. This reduces the usage of cars and increases the usage of active transportation. You can see this in Toronto, Montreal, or if you go to London, Paris, you will see e-mobility products everywhere. And we believe there is a big significant, or there's a value in bringing these to the community here. And finally, energy emergency preparedness. These are batteries that can replace diesel generators, which can be wheeled in and out of the facilities, as well as rented out for outdoor events. So we will present these in detail. So the first project, energy efficient homes by retrofitting them with long lifetime batteries designed in Nova Scotia. Second one is electric bike library, which falls under low carbon transportation. Finally, emergency preparedness using batteries, portable batteries. All of them lend to the idea of land conservation and greenhouse gas emission reduction. So in the first program, home energy storage systems, in this program, what we plan to do is work with the local solar installers and install our batteries. These are 5, 10 kilowatt hour batteries, and that can be charged directly from solar or from the grid. And whenever there is an outage, then these batteries kick in, supplying power. And whenever there is excess power coming from solar, then it can be fed back to the grid. In this way, the grid becomes resilient. Whenever there's a microgrid situation which is resilient, then our dependence on greenhouse gases goes down. We don't need to burn as much coal at the power plants. So this is one area which can significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, because in the winter months, every house uses heating, and if it can be supported by batteries, then we greatly reduce greenhouse gas emissions. On the other side, the house owners realize the financial benefit, because every day they're saving about $2 to $3, which reduces their utility bill. And the community, MODL community as a whole, sees the benefit, because now we're moving towards our net zero sustainability goals, in a steadfast manner. Now, the second project that we would like to present is that it's the e-bike library. These are quite popular. These e-bikes can travel 80 kilometers using 10 cents of electricity, provide exercise, replace cars, and reduce congestion and traffic on the road. These are wonderful for community members, because so many students here, and even in Atlantic Canada, don't have a car. And these students can benefit immensely. And Canada, every year, spends about $2.5 billion supporting hip and knee replacement surgeries. All people need is 20 minutes of exercise a day. And if the exercise can be made fun, then we can bring that expenditure from billions of dollars to several hundred millions, which can then be spent on supporting infrastructure, building schools and bridges.
Excuse me, I have one question. Councillor DeLong?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But I'm very happy to see Zen here today. I met you at both the PICTO and the South Shore Sustainability Summits. This in particular, the e-bike initiative, I find incredibly serendipitous, because I was talking to a colleague about having an e-bike library just the other day, and I was speaking to our director of recreation about it a couple weeks ago, so it's very exciting to me that this could happen here. I definitely think that there's space in the conversation for creating an integrated network between the town's NMODL. So I'm interested to see where this discussion goes. I really didn't mean to interrupt, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Casey. So our goal is that we set up micro mobility hubs within the district through which we can rent out electric bikes to the community members. These hubs will house 8 to 10 e-bikes powered by solar panels. This is a project similar to what we have done at Mount St. Vincent University, where within the university we have a solar shed, and that solar panels power the e-bikes, and students can rent them out on an as-needed basis. Now, these strategically placed hubs can also act as tourism spots. E-bike tourism is incredibly popular in Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland. Especially near Swiss Alps, e-bikes are incredibly popular. So we believe this can be a significant value addition to the community for e-bike tourism, not just the community members as well. And in terms of, this rentals program can generate revenue for local operators. It can bring revenue back to the community, to the municipality as well. And more importantly, it reduces the usage of cars and improves air quality in strategic locations, especially near universities. What you see here is an image that shows the incredible efficiency of these products. One can travel from Nova Scotia to Vancouver, close to 5,000 kilometers, for just using $3 to $4 of electricity. These bikes can go 80 kilometers using 10 cents of electricity. So this is a way to bring active transportation as well as greenhouse gas reduction to the community. So we have a product roadmap as well as a project roadmap, how this can be implemented within the community, which we can further delve into if there is interest. And finally, the Lunenburg Eco Power Shed Initiative. So in this initiative...
I'm just going to stop you for one question from Councillor Vino.
I'm just back on the bike program. You mentioned some really popular cities that it works well in. Some of us were in Toronto several months ago, and this was huge. It was the first time that I was exposed to it. And I know Councillor Greek and I talked about what a wonderful thing to have here with our equipment loan program. And it's exciting to see that, you know, you're kind of taking the guesswork out for us and you've kind of implemented this. So I think it could be a really great thing. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your comments.
But it's very big in Toronto. And in fact, the area that we were in particularly, there was more bikes than there was cars because it was get in and go, right?
So. You know, you go to Vancouver, Stanley Park, you will see them everywhere.
Right. It works.
And finally, the PowerShare, which is portable home energy storage system that you can wheel in and out. It's like the size of a cooler that can power community homes instead of generators. This can be part of the asset owned by the municipality or the government, provincial or the municipality government here. And that can be rented out to people. And whenever it is not in use, it powers the grid. Whenever it's in use, it can be rented out. So in this way, there is always a bidirectional usage of the asset, which reduces greenhouse gas emissions again and brings in grid resiliency to the community. So if you look at the final slide here, two or three important projects that we have mentioned here, we have represented pictorially. This is a project similar to what we are doing at Mount St. Vincent University. Solar-powered e-bike station that students can rent. And similar to that, if we can have a couple of micro-mobility hubs within the district, that would be wonderful. Second one is the battery that can be retrofitted within the houses. These batteries can range from 10 kilowatt hours all the way to 50 kilowatt hours. It can be intermittent power all the way to complete, you know, independence from grid, like off-grid situation. This is going to be critical as we aim to reduce the coal power usage from 70% to 30% or even 50%. We must bring in renewable energy and we must bring in clean energy to the grid. So this is a great way to run a pilot program, we believe. And in this, the way we imagine how it would work is for the first five homes as a demonstration project, the council or the municipality would support it. and then the remaining 25 homes can be subsidized, just like how solar panels are subsidized right now. Solar installations are subsidized. In this way, more people can see the benefits. Once people see the benefits, they will immediately catch on, but in the beginning, we have to give a slight push. So the batteries and e-mobility products are something that we are greatly interested in bringing to the community.
I have a question, if I may. The disposal of these batteries, are they recyclable or do they go in landfill?
So these are completely recyclable. And one of the, I'm not sure if you know this, Halifax is known as the Mecca for battery research. Dalhousie is the only university in the whole world to have an exclusive research partnership with Tesla. And the research coming out of Dalhousie University, where I'm working, is known for improving the longevity of batteries, something that can last 15, 20 years.
Okay.
And after these years, they just can be recycled just like any other metal. And now the technology of recycling is improving. So by the time they need to be recycled, it would be 2035, and there would be a lot more improvements in the technology.
Thank you. Oh, Councillor Hazen.
Thanks for this. So interesting. I think that this would have so many applications for us here in Nova Scotia, and particularly in the district, thinking specifically about the bikes and using it as a tourism driver. I did have a question for you. You mentioned bi-directional usage. So what does Nova Scotia Power think about you being able to just plug something in and feed it back into the grid? And do they have any interest in what you're doing, I suppose?
I believe they have a commercial interest in running the utility scale operations, but these are early days, nascent. These are nascent technologies still to be demonstrated. They have interest. They're working on a project where cars, whenever they're plugged into the charger and it is not using enough power and there's a demand from the grid, then these cars can feed power back to the grid. They have an active interest in that. So e-bikes are much smaller in terms of capacity, but Emera and Nova Scotia Power is already working on that. I think for them, they have to make a business sense as well. So there is a different roadmap deploying that technology, but this is something that is already happening, bi-directional. Please.
I have Mayor Bolivar gets him first, and then Councillor Hobley.
Thank you. And I guess, are these currently in existing in Nova Scotia in this capacity? I know we have e-bikes, e-scooters in Halifax and different other towns and municipalities around the province, but are these out there now?
Could you hear a question?
I didn't get the full question.
Did you want to speak up a little closer?
Okay. So I know that we have e-bikes, e-scooters, other electric mobile vehicles around. Are these currently in Nova Scotia now, this particular model?
Yes.
We have one sitting in our council chambers.
That's right.
We do, and I've seen them at trade shows, but where do they exist? Which municipalities currently have them?
In terms of municipality, Halifax is working on it. In fact, some of the municipality members within Halifax, they own them, and also the council itself has a couple of them. But overall, as Nova Scotia as a province, a province has consumed close to 5,000 e-bikes, and Clean Foundation that administers rebates for electric vehicles. They were telling me that they had to pull money from the electric car rebate program and push it to the e-bike rebate program because there was such a demand. So far, close to 5,000 e-bikes have been sold in Nova Scotia. And most of these e-bikes are coming from companies out of California and Seattle. And we, as Atlantic Canadian Company, we want to serve the community rather than letting companies from outside the country sell products here.
Exactly.
So supplementary, if I could.
Go ahead.
So this is not just, I guess I thought you were trying to sell the model with the charging station, with the whole thing. Is this about selling individual bikes or the whole unit? And we still, in our municipality, we do have electric bikes that we do loan out at the LCLC currently. And it would be a great opportunity to have something like that in a lot of our facilities, even in our smaller communities.
Well, thanks for your question. This is not about selling individual units. This is about setting up micro-mobility hubs that can empower the communities and also attract tourism, e-bike tourism. So it is not about individual sales. It is more about empowering the community with solar-powered e-bikes, let's say 8 to 10 at a time, strategically placed in different locations.
Does that answer your question, Mayor?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We have Councillor Hobley and Councillor Statton.
I love everything I'm hearing. My question is the battery for the homes, how long is that going to power my home in the event of a power outage?
So just the essentials, not the washer and dryer, mm-hmm. just the internet, lights, and refrigerator. It can power up to 12 hours. And if you expand the capacity of the battery, then it can power up to 36 hours. And you can connect it directly to the solar panels. So even if there is a power outage for a week, you can run all your essentials just from solar and battery.
Very awesome. Thank you.
Councillor Statton?
Thank you. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us, and hopefully that we can discuss it and take advantage of it. I have friends, neighbors from Germany, and they came this summer, bought two e-bikes, and they drove them on every trail in Nova Scotia. They were here for 6 weeks, and they were on every trail in Nova Scotia. They love them, and we see them on the Pine Grove Road all the time, and I see them other places I live. They're very popular. They do go too fast, though, for the other traffic, I find. Sometimes they're more of a hazard than they are a good thing, but I think it's time that we as a municipality looked at something like this and maybe expand what we already have, but that's for another time. When you say, I also have a comment about the batteries. So the battery will do much like a generator. They'll do the 110 for basics, and then if you want to power like a washer dryer, then you have to shut something off to get, will they work like that or no?
So are we talking about the home energy storage batteries?
Yes.
Yes. So the breaker panel within the electrical panel.
Yes.
That has all the essentials connected, that will handle the load, and the power conditioning system will manage all the switching. So whenever you turn on the washer dryer, it will not run through the battery. Only the essentials will run through the battery.
Okay. So you don't have the opportunity to switch something else out and take the higher energy.
Right. No, this is main. Yeah, but if you want to run everything out of battery, then you need a much larger system. Our goal is keep it smaller, compact, such that more people can access it and run all the essentials in the event of outage.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have Councillor Haysom, and then we're going to leave you finish. Do you have many slides left?
No, this was the last slide.
Okay. All right. Okay, Councillor Haysom.
Thank you. You mentioned in the event of power outages that it could be direct to a solar panel. Is the idea that the unit is the battery and the solar panel, or does it have, for example, I have solar on my roof, but it's linked to the grid, so when the power goes out, it doesn't matter. The power's out. Could this bypass that?
So our goal is that we work with solar installers. We provide the batteries. They provide the solar.
Specific to the battery.
Correct.
Okay, maybe just an easier way to answer the question.
You want to come closer to the microphone, please? Thank you.
Maybe just an easier way to answer the question. The battery can be compatible with any solar panel. So if you have something that's already installed, it can be connected to the battery, right, and it can be used. So the battery can be available just as a battery itself as well.
And it can be configured to just about any inverter system, any solar system.
Can you guys, when you speak, because we do have people on Teams,
okay. We
can strain and hear you, but they can't hear you. So
Okay,
thank you. Just right into the microphone. All right, so Councillor Haysom, are you finished? I have Councillor Wynot and then Councillor Hobley. And Mayor Bala-Fergetson, do you still have your hand up?
I do have another question.
Okay, good. All right, so Wynot, Hobley, and then Mayor Bala-Fergetson.
Yeah, I like it, especially with no solar on the roofs. Anyway, the only negative thing I see is the education on the battery production. There's a lot of negative feedback out there where to chemicals and all the minerals and stuff come from to build these batteries. Is there some kind of a program you have in place to alleviate these concerns?
In fact, the home energy storage batteries are completely devoid of any material coming out of Democratic Republic of Congo. These are lithium iron phosphate. They don't use cobalt or nickel.
He's almost done. Okay.
Only. In fact, all our iPhones use cobalt. Only the portable electronics use cobalt. But home energy storage batteries are running out of iron and phosphorus, and that's available abundantly.
Okay, that podium does rise up if you're more comfortable. There's a button there somewhere. There we go. Okay, so now we have Councillor Hobley, then Mayor Balfour-Getson.
Just a quick question. Have you done any costing on the batteries and what it would mean to each household?
Yes, we have done the costing. It costs about close to $2,000 for 5 kilowatt hours and $4,000 for a 10 kilowatt hour. 10 kilowatt hour should be able to run all the essentials for up to 2 days. And if that can be subsidized, then I think more people will feel, you know, to try it out in the beginning.
Mayor Balfour-Getson?
So if the municipality was interested in moving forward with such a program as the bikes or the batteries or whatever, is it available now?
Yes, the bikes are available right now. We are deploying them at Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax. But for spring, they will be available in bigger numbers, and also the batteries will be available in spring.
So the charging units, everything that goes along with
correct.
What I'm seeing here in the presentation would be available.
That's correct.
I didn't hear costing on any of the proposals with the batteries. Are they affordable to local homeowners, or what are the prices associated with the battery storage, for example?
Sure. It is quite affordable. It's $2,000 for a 5 kilowatt hour system. In comparison, a typical refrigerator consumes about 250 watt. So a 5 kilowatt hour system can run the refrigerator for about 20 hours. And it can run all the essentials for up to 12 hours in a typical household. And that costs about $2,000. Now, if that can be subsidized through various programs within the province, then there'll be a lot more interest. So we want to try a pilot program and get the interest and, you know, rekindle interest in these products for community members. And overall, if you look at the levelized cost of energy over 5 years, in fact, everyone who tries this will make money because it will reduce their utility bill. And after year four, it becomes quite, you know, they'll start missing profit.
Okay.
So supplementary on the battery.
Go ahead.
$2,000 for a 5-kilowatt system. The batteries are charged by solar, correct?
That's right. And solar is extra, but the batteries, yes, are charged.
Okay.
They can be charged from solar or grid.
Just the battery.
Yes, that's right. Just for the battery, yes. Solar panels are extra.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any more questions? I do have one. And any more questions for the doctors? Okay, my question is, the bike that we see here in our room, galley, do they come in different sizes?
Yes, they do.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm thinking that's a really big bike for somebody that's only like as tall as I am. And
The bike frames and the bikes.
Closer to the mic, please.
So the bike frames and the bikes, they do come in different sizes. Anyone who is from a height for maybe, let's say, 4'11 to 6 feet 7 inches can easily use the bike depending on the frame size. So we have small, medium,
okay.
large, extra large. And then the seat on the bike can also go up and down, so that seat post also gives that flexibility a little bit.
Councillor Vino?
Two questions. So a bike like this in our council chambers today, what does that run for cost?
So that runs at
$2,500. $2,500, okay. And then a question on the battery. For people that don't have the ability to put solar panels on their place, maybe they're in an apartment or just not able to do so, would they just plug this in and charge it? And that, like, can you explain that kind of in a easy to understand way for me?
Sure. So when there is no connection to the solar panels, it can be charged from the grid directly whenever the load on the grid is minimal. At night, there is not enough load on the grid. At night, it can be charged. And in the morning, for heating and other purposes, it can be used.
So just plugging into a regular outlet to charge it?
That's right.
And then unplug it. And then would you unplug it when you don't need it? And then
no, it's actually a fixed one.
It's fixed.
Yes. And the battery management system and the power control unit does all the switching. But we can't be like, because these are high voltage systems, yeah. So you can't be plugging in and out. It's fixed, let's say, in the garage or basement.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Bolivar-Getson, is your hand still up or forgot to take it down? Can't hear you. Do you have? Okay, it's down
it's
now.
It's down.
Okay. Any more questions? Okay, thank you so much. Of course, we don't make decisions in this situation. It goes to staff and it comes back to us sometime. Right now, we are going to adjourn this meeting and we're going to take a 10-15 minute break so we can switch over staff to our finance meeting. But anybody that wants to have a look at the bike or take it out for a drive, go right ahead.
We greatly appreciate the opportunity to present our ideas and, you know, be in front of you today.
Thank you so much. Motion to adjourn. Councillor Wynot, seconded by Councillor Greek. All those in favor? Mayor Bolivar-Getson?
Yes.
Motion carried unanimously.